We're live at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers and Padres getting set for the final game before the All-Star break. And whether it's home plate seats or meetings at the office, Travis Matthew Apparel is as stylish as it is versatile to keep you looking and feeling your best during your daily routine. Visit TravisMatthew.com to shop today. I'm joined right now by the Dodgers participant in the Home Run Derby. He's excited for the Derby, but he's even more excited to be here with me right now. That's Jock Peterson.
So excited, Vasse.
This is just the preview of what to come in Cleveland for you to get really your juices flowing for the Home Run Derby.
That's right. That is right.
What made you want to participate again this time?
It's been the first time I did it was an awesome experience, and haven't been asked back, and you know, who knows how your career goes, so it was a pretty cool opportunity. You know, it's something that was definitely a highlight of my career so far, so if I'm able to do that again, it's a moment that I can really enjoy with my family. And like I said, tomorrow's not guaranteed, so just live in the moment. And
is it not only for you, but like you said, the experience your family enjoyed with you, was that a big reason why you wanted to do this again?
Absolutely. It's an awesome opportunity, and I think my first year there was a lot going on. Everything was going so fast, and then to get a couple more years in and not really be an all-star or asked to hit in the Home Run Derby, you kind of see how big of a deal it is compared to my first year when things were just flying by and everything was moving so fast.
Jock Peterson is our guest. One of the highlights of that Home Run Derby was your brother Champ being with you, and the expression on his face, the love that he had, the enjoyment he had for you participating. He's going back with you to Cleveland. How excited is he?
Yeah, he's pumped. He's coming on a plane with us, and he's all fired up. So it's always good to have Champ around, good energy, and like I said, it's just an awesome time to have. To be with my family and enjoy a really cool moment that you put a lot of work in and hard work and time and time to just enjoy it.
If you want to support Champ Peterson and know what he's all about, you could go to livelikeachamp.com and help out his cause and help out the Petersons' cause. And, Jock, I was saying in Los Angeles, everybody was holding their breath on two decisions. Kawhi's decision on where he's going to sign and your decision on who is going to throw to you in the Home Run Derby. I couldn't believe that you actually held a tryout between Jose Vizcaino and Dino Ebel.
Yeah, you know, I wanted the same guy Johnny Washington throw to me. Obviously he's with the Padres now, so that wasn't able to happen, but I hit off Brant Brown a lot during the season in the cage. He just had meniscus surgery, so I haven't really hit off either of them very much, so I needed to see who I felt more comfortable with. So yeah,
what was the decision tiebreaker for you? What was the difference between the two guys?
They're both great BP throwers. I think just Dino, it plays into my bat path a little bit,
Trust me, Jose's not offended. I talked to him. He's not offended. You don't have to be worried about that.
Yeah, no, I love Jose's. It's my guy. So it's a tough decision, but I want to do my best, and I'm excited.
My theory was that Jose was trying to leverage you for a lot of free golf.
Yeah, I was going to get him some new clubs. So if I win, I'll have to still get him a new set.
So you have experience in the Home Run Derby. So does Dino, because Dino threw to Vladimir Guerrero when he won in 2007, and he threw to Pujols when you beat Pujols in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that was the reason I chose Dino.
You didn't even know about Vlad, did you?
I did, yeah. Vlad won. Two Hall of Famers, so I'm just hoping to follow the footsteps. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, no, Dino, he's a great guy, too, and he's done it before. And like I said, we're going to go out there, have a good time, compete. Leave everything out there. And
all right, Jock, before I let you go, this team has won 60 games. Second time in 3 years you've been part of a team that's won 60 games before the All-Star break. What's the feeling compared to 2017, not only for you, but for the group?
I think we have a similar feeling. We're all in it together. A lot of great players on the team, and we need to win one more game than we did in 2017.
All right, who do you think pushes Walker Buehler's buttons better, you or me?
Definitely not you.
Thanks a lot for the time, Jock. Congratulations.
Thanks, SA.
Jock Peterson, Tim, participating in the Home Run Derby. We'll send it back to you.